producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a special year-end edition continuing, although Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here as usual. We don't have 10 items to discuss. We have 15 on the wrap-up of the charts for 2015. So because there's lots of material here, let's get right at it, bringing Michael in to go through the lists of the stories, the hot topics, if you will, top topics, and the people who have been on our minds listening to News Talk radio programs on stations just like this all over the country. So, Michael, the floor, the stage, the microphone, everything that you need, all the tools are at your disposal.
Yes, since we have accomplished the feat of reaching the 16% point of the 21st century, here are the 15 most talked about stories in the very historic year of 2015. We have at number 15 a tie between Deflategate and Bill Cosby's troubles, which as we end the year of 2015 and go into 2016, seems to be taking yet another page. At number 14, we have the Greek debt and the EU stability. At number 13, Religious Freedom Act and the Planned Parenthood videos. At number 12, we have a tie between the oil prices and the financial markets activity. At number 11, the Supreme Court of the United States gay marriage ruling. At number 10, we have the TPP trade deal. At number 9, the Clinton email controversy and the Benghazi probes. At number 8, climate change. At number 7, Russia-Syria military relationship. That's a nice word, relationship. At number 6, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 5, the Charlie Hebdo Paris San Bernardino terror attacks. At number 4, refugee and immigration policy debate. At number 3, the battle against ISIS. At number 2, deadly police shootings and the Black Lives Matter movement. And at number 1, the 2016 presidential race, which as of 2016 will be this year's presidential race as opposed to next year's. Among the people on our top 15, we have Bill Cosby at number 15. At number 14, football personalities Tom Brady and Roger Goodell. Xi Jinping at number 13. At number 12, Benjamin Netanyahu. At number 11, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. At number 10, John Kerry. Vladimir Putin and Bashar al-Assad take up number 9. Michael Brown and Freddie Gray have number 8. At number 7, John Boehner and Paul Ryan. At number 6, Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. Number 5, Rand Paul, Carly Fiorina, and Mike Huckabee. At number 4, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, and Ben Carson. At number 3, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. Donald Trump was the second most talked about person of the year, and edging him out is the president of the United States, Barack Obama. It's a pretty colorful year, huh?
Very colorful year. I list these, or I don't do them, but my staff lists these stories every week at DougSteffen.com. I would ask, you've done the research, your people have worked on this, but if you were being asked by somebody, a researcher, to look at this list of 15, what would you, Michael Harrison, say was the number one story? What was the most thought-provoking, penetrating issue or item that grabbed you right where it's important?
Deflategate.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
I would have to say the number. I would have to say the.
Well, but you're a big Patriots fan, so.
Yeah. But I mean, I have it in perspective. I don't walk around thinking it's important. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, entertainment and sports are what they are. We're dealing with climate change. We're dealing with the Black Lives Matter movement. We're dealing with the 2016 presidential race. I'd have to say, from the standpoint of current events in politics, the presidential race has been the dominant subtopic because it includes all the other topics. Mm-hmm. It's a aggregate of everything. I mean, there's hardly a topic on this top 15 or even the top 100 topics of the year which we know about. We just don't publish them because, you know, there's a lot of things talked about. Mm-hmm. But the presidential race is where they all come together. That's why it has to be number one. But I do believe that the police shootings, that the race relations in the United States are extremely important, and we have them appropriately at number two. I think climate change is extremely important, and we've never really taken it as seriously in talk radio as perhaps we should, and that's because it's been politicized as opposed to being an issue of science, and that's unfortunate. As we come to the end of 2015 and begin the beginning of 2016, there's examples all over the country and the world of very strange climate, and in some cases, extremely destructive and dangerous.
Is Mother Nature getting back at those who are befouling her earth?
I don't think that it's quite on that level. I do believe that climate change is something that happens whether or not we keep a clean earth or a dirty earth. Mm-hmm. I think that the issue of the carbon gases and the greenhouse effect is one that certainly is worthy of our thinking about. You know, we might be adding to it, but there's a big difference between, you know, human-made global warming and just climate change. And that's part of what has been the political issue and part of what has muddied up the waters, so to speak, about us coming to clear thinking on it. But I do think that we have irresponsibly polluted much of the planet. I think it really is something we have to consider when thinking about the future of our access to fresh, clean water. Because without water, we cannot live. So there's reason to think that we are really putting ourselves at risk when it comes to water in the coming years. And don't tell me that's not important.
It is. I wouldn't tell you anything like that because it is important.
Right. I didn't mean you personally.
I'm not here to tell you anything. I'm here to listen to you tell us mm-hmm. things that are important as they regard talk radio, news talk radio. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here in this hour of the Countdown, expanding our overview. We'll continue discussing things as we do, that is, he and I, because there are a lot of different nuances to stories, and I like to probe into his mind from what his values are, many of which come from listening to the talk radio programs that we're here to report on. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
What's cooking and kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant. fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own, $25,000, and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's continue to hum along here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along for this discussion, an important year-end overview. You know, I was just thinking back to when we did this last year and wondering to myself, now I'm wondering out loud, how much all of this has changed, or has it really, from last year? And then I sort of jumped onto the diving board and wondered what we will be talking about next year on this very day and with this very focus on what the big talk radio topics are of the year. When you get right down to brass tacks, the headlines may be different, the copy may be a little different, but in essence, it's the same stuff, isn't it?
By and large, is a lot the same. Obviously, we will still be talking about the 2016 presidential election next year because it's going to dominate.
It'll be number one again next year.
I hope it is. Yeah, because yes. If anything else is number one over it, the odds are some terrible thing
has happened. Yeah, right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I hope that the 2016 presidential race is what we talk about. Mm-hmm. Of course, we'll know whether or not we have a first woman president or whether we have a first reality TV star president. or whether we have a young president in his 40s, mm-hmm. In the face of Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, mm-hmm. Or maybe Bernie Sanders will be president, as you pointed out, as a possibility, and that would make it be a major, major story. I think we will still be talking about race relations. There's no question that ISIS will still be a factor and that our issues in America with the terrorist threat, as it's put. We'll be talking about immigration. We'll still be dealing in the aftermath of the Iran nuclear deal. That'll be talked about. Russia and the U.S. and our relationship with them per the Middle East and the world will be of issue. There's nothing in here about our relationship with China. It would have come in the somewhere before number 20. I think that that'll always be something we deal with. Bill Cosby will still be in the news. Deflategate will be history. The economic conditions of the world will remain top of mind. And then there will be that unknown factor. Stories that we don't have a clue about mm-hmm. will come out of nowhere and alter the course that we're on to one degree or another. You can always count on stories that are not anywhere within our consciousness popping up and changing our reality.
Right, and that's what makes this an exciting reality, doing News Talk Radio, some of the great hosts that have been doing it for a long time especially, and some of the newer ones that are coming on the scene, have the ability to take a lot of this material and twist it and turn it, because it isn't just reporting on the news saying, okay, folks, what do you think? No, it's taking the nuance, for example, the Middle Eastern situation, and throwing a ringer in, like, this is really the fault of the military-industrial complex. And then people go, what? What do you mean by that? And then you take it apart and put it back together again. I think that's really the sign of a clever radio program, taking the situation and putting the individual listeners into the story. Not just, okay, blah, 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 but then what about you? And the answer to some questions I'm going to ask you in a minute, as a matter of fact, Michael. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen and Michael Harrison, the year-end focus on what's been going on in News Talk Radio for the year 2015.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So now let's continue. It's 23 and change after the hour, the weekend review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an idea that came from Michael Harrison's mind as he put together Talkers Magazine about 26, 27 years ago. I think in that vintage, we have been asking why, where, how, and when since then. But isn't that really what? Let's talk about how some of these, we could take any number of the 15 that we've been discussing already today and do the why, or we could do the where, we can do the how, we can do the when. I don't know if when so much, but how, where, and why. Those questions, isn't it good? I find, for me, the most stimulating kind of talk radio program are discussions between two people, not a monologue, but a discussion between two people, because oftentimes the best, the most entertaining conversation is between two people who don't agree, right? Like you and I once in a while have a discussion, and we don't agree.
I mean, debate could be interesting. Sometimes, though, when debate becomes two hackneyed talking points thrown against each other, it could be very boring. Mm-hmm. Some of the left versus right issues can be refreshed.
Yes, right.
Update. Mm-hmm. So I think good-spirited debate done in a collegial way is a nice thing. I also think that information is important, new information that is trustworthy information, and storytelling that reveals aspects of the human condition. That's something that I believe is missing from much of today's news talk radio. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's too much news.
Yep. Yeah, there is. It's the same old news, too, over and over and over and over and over again.
Right, right. Because you have to understand that, and people should realize that, as you mentioned before, we've been doing Talkers Magazine for 26 years, that news talk radio hasn't been always this obsessed with news or politics.
Oh, right.
That the human condition really is the main topic that has sparked the existence of talk radio. And it's only in recent years that it has turned into a narrow format that deals with politics primarily and partisan politics, primarily within that narrow realm. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I think it's very exciting, the kind of political, even partisan talk radio we have. What bothers me is that it's so dominant, and that much of the other potential ways of doing spoken word radio in a commercially viable manner have been forgotten and lost or thrown in the trash can. And I think in the long run, that hurts us.
Yeah, I believe that there's much more to this than meets the ear. And you're right, going back to when you and I cut our teeth on all of this, we were talking about a lot of different things. What do you think brought it around to being the political reality? It really, there are many people who think Rush Limbaugh must be instrumental in deciding who the next president is. Or there are other talk radio people who will tell you that they are. I won't mention their name. But some people, certainly in the news media, who don't even understand what Limbaugh really does, will say, he's going to be the influence. He's the kingpin. If you don't get on his program or you don't get on with Hannity, you lose.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the power of talk radio has been exaggerated. However, I do still think it's a very powerful platform. It's just not as powerful as some people would like to believe. A lot of things go into making things go the way they go. No one medium, no mm-hmm. one person.
Right. All right, we continue now. We're halfway through the hour already, if you can believe it, going through the stories from 2015 and looking ahead to 2016. I want to talk about some of the differences in the way you get information and make up your mind on certain things next here on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber Cyber Security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Back again, 33 past the hour, second half hour of the countdown, featuring in this hour a discussion of the items that are on the list. Every week at this time, we do it in sort of the same way, but obviously because we're trying to stimulate you and we find that we want to be stimulated as well, why not? We talk about things from a different point of view. Michael has a great mind, and he's been doing talk radio. I've been on the air for a long time. So hopefully we can take what we have learned and what we know about not only how to do this, but what's going on that people want to talk about, and bring you something that's clear and concise and rather intriguing. It's not just the same old conversation about the same old stuff. From that point of view, Michael, the difference is oftentimes, especially in the news media, they confuse what goes on television talk stations, programs, hosts, and the radio talk hosts and programs that are aired. There are a lot of people who think it ought to be the same. Look at how successful this program is on television. Why don't you do that on the radio? Or vice versa. We've often talked about why it is that most people who do talk radio don't make it on television. You want to explain that?
Well, television and radio are two different platforms and have two different psychologies. You kind of covered a couple of areas there. I mean, news talk television, the kind of shows that you see on news talk television, such as Fox News Channel or MSNBC or even CNBC and to a certain degree CNN, not as much. Mm-hmm. The talk shows are very similar on TV that we hear on radio in terms of the news talk realm. Radio is a little deeper, a little broader, a little more spontaneous, a little less plastic, a little less produced, a little bit more host-oriented and less director-oriented than television. But beyond that, television is so, from a standpoint of media theory, so different that somebody who comes across effectively on radio may just fall flat on TV or come across clown-like on
television. Why would that be, though? What would be the...
Well, on radio, there's a lot of reasons, but one that comes to mind is that on radio, you have to be exaggerated to one degree or another to come across because you lack the visual element. On television, you come across as overly exaggerated if you do the same type of exaggeration because it is so obvious. It has the visual element. It's in your face. So if you on radio come across as excited or enthusiastic or energetic, you can come across the same exactly on television as being crazy, you know, frenetic, over the top. They're very different in that way. That's the key. Of course, you can have a beautiful voice and a not-so-beautiful face, and the face will trump the voice, forgive the expression, no pun intended, on television. People will be distracted by what you're wearing and the color of your tie or your hairdo. And there's just that the eye is such a powerful, sensory instrument that it just changes the context in which things come from the outer world into your consciousness. The difference between audio and visual is immense, and thus they are as different as having somebody read you a story or reading the story yourself.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, let's profile one person comes to mind, mostly because he's been very front and center in the news the last couple of weeks. That's Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey does a local, morning radio program, originates in Atlanta, heard in Atlanta, and about 70 other markets around the country. I find him, my preference, in listening to him and watching him on television, he intrigues me, he stimulates me, I find him entertaining, and I wonder if he was a guy, what a great storyteller he is because of the stories that his life have been all about. This guy lived in his car, for God's sake. He was broke. And look at what he's made of himself. He's in his mid-50s now. I believe he's credible on the radio and on television.
Michael, he is. He's a double threat. He has it down. He's a media guy.
Yeah.
He knows how to handle himself on radio. He knows how to use that tool and to come across effectively. And he also has a great visual presence. He's powerful to look at, and it works. Not too many people can do that. Steve Harvey is extremely talented.
Yeah, I like his approach to things. It isn't always so serious, and I think that's what we need more. But that's just me. Some people, is it an age thing? Do you think?
No, I think that you're. I think that what you're saying is just you expressing your own taste.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a need for serious. I think there's a need for light, and I think there's a need for drama, and there's a need for comedy. Some people have it both. Some people excel in one or the other. I'm not for one thing replacing another. Sometimes, if you and I have any disagreement, sometimes you get into that, why can't we do it this way as opposed to that way? I say, why can't we do it both ways?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm for the expansion of options.
That's well put, by the way. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's excellent. That's very well put. Because we're cheerleaders for the format. The more kind of conversation we have going on, the better it's going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why a guy like Steve Harvey, who's able to be lighthearted and still, pack a wallop, that's great. One of the things he can do that you can't do on radio, he's particularly good at this on Family Feud, is that if somebody says something outrageous, he just does the blank face.
Right, he just looks at the camera. Like just Carson
Like Carson did, like Jack Benny. Jack Benny is the guy that started that.
Yep.
That is one of the most effective tools in live performance. Mm-hmm. Just the silent pause. The
Now, every once in a while, if I'll bring the personal just into it for a second, when I'm doing my Good Day program, because, I have four or five different people on the air with me when I do the program Monday through Friday, and somebody will say something that I deem either outrageous or silly, but I'll just stop and we'll have dead air for 14, 15 seconds. I won't say anything, and the people on the air with me won't say anything, just because whatever has been said needs to echo or reverberate. And most people who do radio programs, you can, with the visual, okay, you got something there. If there's no noise coming out of the speaker, everybody running radio stations gets nervous. What happened? You know, you and I are from the era of no dead air, please, in music radio.
Well, too much dead applause is, a pause can be important, but if the pause goes too long, mm-hmm. the listener doesn't know that you're making a face or something. you're viewing the show from the standpoint of being in the studio, although I do know that not everybody on your show is in the same room. We're able to do that today in radio and have it be second nature. Back in the old days, come in, Los Angeles.
That's right. I will pause for a moment. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here overviewing what's going on in this great format of ours. This is how we make our bread and butter, and we're here to explain sort of the things that are going on that are fun. Maybe we're here to explain ourselves. Who knows? The countdown continues in a moment.
The beginning of a new year. Started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the values. With 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In my hometown, a number of parents volunteered to decorate the school gym for the annual prom, just as parents all across America have been doing for generations. But in this case, nobody seemed aware that a permit from the local fire department was required, along with the approval of the specific decoration plan. Firemen ripped down the decorations, too late to be replaced for that year's prom. Government overreach is all around us every day, and if we look through the lens of liberty, it seems clear that such permits and overzealous enforcement are often more about revenue than safety. Such silliness doesn't just threaten one prom. It undermines our freedom in thousands of little ways every day.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
What's cooking in kitchen design trends for 2016? We caught up with HGTV design stars David Bromstad and Emily Henderson for The Scoop at the launch party for LG's new black stainless steel series.
I love stainless steel. It's very classic, but it's also nice to have something new, like another option out there. And the black stainless steel is the new option. It makes it feel really modern and really fresh.
LG's David Vanderwall.
This finish is smudge resistant, fingerprint resistant. Now you have the opportunity to make your appliances be part of your design in your kitchen. So what we've done is brought together Emily and David, and they've brought to life Pinterest boards all about how to make a kitchen really explode with design possibilities.
Through January 29th, create your own Pinspiration board of anything that inspires kitchen design with LG's newest black stainless finish for a chance to win a kitchen suite of your own. $25,000 and a design consult with Emily or David. Visit hgtv.com/LG contest.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Michael Harrison, who's privileged to be the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is, if you go to talkers.com, it's what you see, the Paramount picture on the screen is going to be Talkers Information, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at talkers.com as well. So here we have, we're using the medium I'm talking, I just made reference to the screen. When you go online, you can see all the, you can see the host. This is something that never used to be done. We didn't, I didn't know what guys who were on the radio when I was a kid growing up looked like. I had this picture in my mind. I actually used my imagination to dream, I don't know if dream, but to try to figure out what Bruce Bradley looked like or Dick Summer looked like or some of the guys that we all grew up on. You grew up, I think, in New York, and what did you know how these people looked? No. And so we had the value of using our imagination, and I think that's one of the great tools still today on the radio when somebody makes some reference to something that maybe you've seen a picture of or somebody that you've seen a picture of, then you put your mind into gear and it helps stimulate. I think that's one of the great things that we can do here, don't you?
Yeah, no doubt. You bring up something very interesting when you use the word screen. As we enter the digital age, radio, audio media, has a tremendous uniqueness about it and perhaps a disadvantage. All other media today, going forward in the digital age, has a screen attached to it. People are reading, not on printed page, they're reading on a screen. People are watching television on their screen. People are communicating with each other on telephone with a screen. More and more, everything has a visual component. And it's interesting, backing up, even reading the printed page is on a screen. The only medium, the only major medium out there that is screenless is radio,
mm-hmm.
and perhaps to a certain extent, recorded music.
Mm-hmm.
And they are having a difficult time surviving in a world dominated by screens. What do you put on the screen if people are listening to radio, audio media, subject to the theory we discussed before? What do you put on the screen if they're listening to it on a device that's dominated by a screen? And this is something that radio has to deal with going forward in terms of the digital age and the fact that more and more people are listening to radio on computers, which invariably have screens.
And so what do you think? Answer your question, if you don't mind.
I can't answer it. Oh. The question is, that's the question that radio has to deal with. Because if you change it and you put something on the screen that is approximate to what you're saying and doing audio-wise, you're no longer radio, you're television. How does radio...
Yeah, right, and that's what... That's for real. Everybody's like, I have a video. Look at DougStephan.com. First thing you see is the video of the day. That's crazy.
We're right. You don't want your radio show to become a TV show.
But yeah, look at all the people. Dan Patrick's a great example of the sports talk show. He's doing the radio show. He's doing the television show at the same time. And they're very successful. And I don't know why. Look at Mike and Mike, the sports guy. Maybe I'm talking more about it works more on sports talk radio than it does straightforward issue-oriented talk radio. Is that true? Do you think that's true?
But most sports talk show hosts will fail on the screen. Most radio hosts will not succeed on the screen. The screen will diminish the mystery and the aspect of the performance that plays out best on the stage of the theater of the mind. And that's what we're talking about. The only people that will be successful in radio will be people that are like Steve Harvey, who translate to the screen, and thus they will be doing a television show on radio. Because if you've ever listened to a TV show on radio without the sound, it doesn't sound like a good radio show. It sounds like something's missing.
It almost sounds like in a movie, if you just don't pay attention to what's on the screen, you listen to the voices, it sounds canned sometimes. The way the actors deliver their lines doesn't have...
And that's what I said before. The difference between radio and television primarily is that television is a director's medium. Mm-hmm. Radio is a talent's medium.
Yeah, very, very good. Okay, in the moments that remain, who will be missed? Most of the media, news media, is fascinated with who died this past year. I was sitting here thinking about some of the great hosts. Gene Burns, it seems to me, passed away this past year. And we only have a minute or so left. Anybody come right jumping out at you that has gone, that was a great radio person?
Oh, my gosh, too. too many to mention. Yeah, I mean, you know, I miss a lot of them that didn't die but went away. I mean, not just the ones that not just the ones that died.
Haven't even thought about that. You're fired.
Yeah. What's worse are the ones that are alive that you don't get to hear anymore because they've been squeezed out of the business because of changing tastes and economic conditions.
That's another whole can of worms. I didn't even think about that. Yes, that is true. We are missing voices, and they didn't die necessarily, but they're dead on the radio.
A waste of talent and a waste of resources.
Yeah, a lot of good people that are...
Yeah, no question. This is a tough business, and you and I touched upon some of the reasons why as in this discussion.
All right, Michael. Happy New Year. Thank you,
Happy
Michael
New
Harrison.
Year.
Here is we've spent a good hour taking care of the year-end charts for 2015 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Moving ahead now, as we review some of the legal issues that have been important to our discussions on News Talk Radio for this past year, joining us now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on oiling his chair.
Is it a little loud today?
Yeah, a little bit loud. It's okay, though. It's part of the reality of real radio.
There you go.
Which I kind of like. I thrive on silly stuff like that on my program. The stupid, crazy stuff that we all do, the more of that, the better.
It's real.
Yes, it is. That's why I say real radio. Yeah. All right, speaking of real, Bill Cosby has real trouble. This past week, I mean, all year, he's been up to his Mickey, but now he was arrested. He had to put up $1 million to get out of jail. So where's this all going legally?
Yeah, you know, you talk about it all year, and when you think about, Doug, when it started, there had been rumors and stories about this and occasional pieces picked up in the media, but it wasn't until the comedian Hannibal Buress talked about it, and actually in Philadelphia, in Bill Cosby country, and mentioned about him being a rapist, and it went viral on YouTube, that people started coming out of the closet. Well, just days before before the statute of limitations was about to run in Pennsylvania, they brought sexual crime charges, not rape charges, but indecent assault charges where he could be sentenced.
What's the difference? Explain to the audience what the difference is between the two.
In this, it isn't even necessarily, it can be an illegal touching, an improper touching. So it doesn't, to be clinical, it doesn't necessarily have to say that there was penetration. So, but in any event, it certainly qualifies as a sexual assault. He will face trial within a year. Pennsylvania has a law that requires them to go to trial if the defendant wants it within a year. They have a right to a speedy trial. Prosecutors would probably rather have the trial take longer because they've got a lot of investigation that they still have to complete. Cosby's people would rather get to a trial sooner than later. But he's in rough shape in this one. He's going to have a hard time beating these charges, particularly because we know a lot about this, because the woman who is the alleged victim in this case was someone who he already settled with in a civil case. She brought the civil case when the prosecutors wouldn't bring a criminal case. So it's going to be a very interesting year for Mr. Cosby. This thing's not going to die down, and we'll see what happens.
All right. So this is more work for Gloria Allred, though. Her career,
Gloria, as someone said, never met a camera or a microphone that she didn't like, and she's already made some exaggerated comments, which sometimes, unfortunately, she's had some really good and legitimate clients. She's also had some people that are just looking for publicity, and sometimes she may get tainted a bit too much by that. But bottom line is, this certainly does appear to be some fire here, not just smoke.
Next, the Supreme Court this year had a landmark decision, so some would say, on gay marriage. How's that panning out as we look at it over, we've had enough time to kind of look at it now, the end of the year. What's different about it now than the results, if you will, of the ruling than perhaps might have been thought when it actually took place?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you said they have made this landmark, and I think you really hit it on the head because it's a nuanced statement. On the one hand, this is a landmark case, granting same-sex couples the right to marry. On the other hand, I think it has been remarkable to note, with the notable exception of the clerk in Kentucky, there hasn't been any big uproar. It has just been something where homosexual people are getting the right to marry. They're marrying. The world is still spinning on its axis.
Right.
It's not falling off into space. This is a wonderful story by how much of a non-story it is. People just getting some rights, living their lives.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? All right. I guess we have about 30 seconds left. Are we going to change immigration policies in the coming year?
I just saw that pig fly right by us.
Like the cow, when the cow flies over the moon.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
You're not going to see anything change this year. Congress is going to be absolutely a do-nothing. The president's not going to have any power. Hold your breath till 2016, 17, and then a new Congress will do nothing.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, as we end the year on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.